This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to At the End of the Day with AD and Yazzie. Yes.
All right, go ahead. Do your thing.
I did it already.
No, do it.
That's all I wanted to say. We are back. You are now here, and you are tuned in to At the End of the Day with AD and Yazzie.
I like how you just did that.
Yeah, I was feeling the vibe. You said, came in with good energy today.
Who?
You did.
I always come in with good energy.
I'm feeling it.
I don't always come in with good energy?
No, I mean like you do, but like today I'm fucking with this pure energy. You gave me a hug today.
I always give you hugs.
No, you rub my head.
That,
like a puppy dog.
I didn't know that offends you yet.
No, it doesn't. Okay, I'm not offended. Oh. But today, we were friends.
Here we go.
This is a blue shirt?
This is a blue t-shirt. Shout out to my homie G Perico. This is brand.
Okay.
Yeah, we was in the lab last night. Gave it to me.
Okay.
You seem very happy.
I'm in a great mood.
What? Tell me why you're in a great mood.
Because
I'm gonna give you hugs from now on.
You should.
Okay. Come
yes.
here.
Not all the time.
Come here.
No. Because now on. I'm uncomfortable. Now it's on the spot.
Come on.
We can do like spirit fingers to each other.
I'm gonna come around.
AD, why are you coming all? You're gonna knock this down. All right.
Come on.
There. Vashti, please. Vashti, please. Okay, with the pats. Go to your mic so we can have a conversation.
I can hear still.
What does that have to do with us having a conversation? Like, please.
So let's talk about why you're such in a good mood and you're feeling good energy and the good spirits and shit.
Me and Josh had a conversation today and he really uplifted my spirits, you know. Talking to him usually does that. Big J-O.
Okay. Talking to me don't do that? I feel like I give you good advice on stuff.
It's not about you, but you do.
Okay.
When necessary.
All right. Let's take a shot to that.
Let's take a shot to that. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna let that sit there and marinate.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a little strong.
It's the same shit we always drink.
No, I know. I don't know. That just hit me different, that little sip. So what's going on, AD?
I'm in a great mood as well.
Why? Tell me about it.
Because I'm just happy.
Okay.
I'm always happy.
Okay. Why? Today, specifically?
Because I get to see everybody in No Jumper. It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day.
Yes. Let's talk about your weekend, though, because you had a birthday.
I did. I have one of those every year, yeah.
Did you have a great birthday? Was it a mid birthday?
It was mid.
Because off camera, I heard someone tried to press you.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know.
People just like to bother you or something?
I don't know. Something about me evokes anger.
Hmm.
Do you see why? I can't really see.
No, I don't see why.
I don't see why either. I don't know.
So talk about your shenanigans and festivities.
My weekend was mid, but I got to smoke hookah and drink and got to celebrate with so many important people to me. But I'm very upset because Yuri acted like he didn't know me this weekend.
That's what I was going to bring up.
Please bring it up. Yeah, let's talk about it.
So we're over.
What did he tell you?
He said that he was out at dinner and he said he seen you. I don't know if he said you were on a date or I don't know who the fuck he said you was with, but he was afraid to come talk to you because he didn't want to be wrong. And I was like, why wouldn't you just go and just see if that would at least walk by the bathroom and fake act like you seen somebody or something like that?
Yeah.
But you know Yuri is crazy, so.
Yeah. I don't even know why. He didn't even hit me up, though. Like, if I thought I saw you and was, like, scared to walk up to you, which I would never be. But, like, I would hit you up at least and be like, yo, are you at so-and-so? Because I'm here and I think I see you.
Do you have Yuri's number?
No, but like we follow each other on Instagram.
You don't strike me as someone that like answers their Instagram DMs or something like that.
Why?
I don't know. You always turned up.
So, I answer. Josh has hit me up before and told me I'm like gonna die.
Josh has your text messages.
Yeah, but he's hit me up on Instagram more. When it comes to me being out and doing dumb shit, he'll be like, weirdo.
You need to be responsible like me.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
In what ways?
Don't drink and drive.
Okay. I legally can't drive. So I'm not going to. I will not be drinking and driving even when I can. So
is that all you did for your birthday?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know.
I just went out to eat and yeah.
How was that restaurant though? Because I heard it's fucking fly. Okay. That's like third time I heard this shit this week.
It's so low key and so fly. Like low key. The view is bomb. The food is so good. It's bougie as hell. And like it's like
my speed.
Affordable. So if you want to be bougie on a budget, bitch, go there.
My homie said they had like some mushroom
pasta
it's crazy. Something. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
That's you had too?
Oh, I ate some Taylor's. I got the steak with the lobster mash.
I like Taylor. She's cool.
With the broccolini.
Taylor's cool. Shout out to her.
Oh, not Taylor Bell. I have another friend named Taylor.
You have a lot of friends. When you gonna bring another friend back? Because
everybody got PTSD. I'm gonna be honest.
Oh,
I'm gonna
my
be honest.
God.
They ain't trying to come here, bro.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Be honest.
Well, fuck them then. They can't come over
nah,
here.
I think
on
actually,
my
I think,
goddamn show. I fuck think, them all then.
I think Taylor is coming today, though.
Can she come sit down with us?
She's in the session right now, but she's gonna come.
I'm about
for the
to say,
show,
if people allegedly. Don't want to take my invitation, they can suck a fat one. I don't care.
Suck a dick.
Yeah. They could do that. Now, anyways, this was one of my other homeboys. It was his fucking birthday this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I was treating him like my birthday.
Okay.
I was wilding the fuck out.
Wait, is that when you were sending me and Laura videos of you belligerently drunk?
Yes.
Telling us how much you loved us.
Stop
and you
saying
do-
belligerent, okay?
No, because it came to a point where you were having a conversation off camera, recording yourself and telling us how much you loved us and you'd do anything for us.
But you want to know why, though?
Because that's how you feel?
That is how I feel. But I feel like...
Stand up guy.
I feel like for the last 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
y'all been just like painting me to be this monster.
You actually texted the word monster?
I did, because I'm
I
like...
I thought that was a typo.
Because like, I'm literally like...
I said, no the hell he didn't just say I'm painting him out to be a monster.
No, because you know me like off camera. So it's just like, okay, this is my friend. She hasn't been my friend lately. then I'm like, for the last 2 weeks, I just feel like... Motherfuckers just
Laura.
Like poking me for everybody like and then it's just like when Kevin Samuels came, it's just like, all right, this happened. Then Milk came and everybody's looking at it's just like every little thing, everybody's poking me. And I'm like, why niggas wanna poke me when I'm the coolest nigga? You feel what I'm saying? Like, I would literally grab the blammy and protect everybody in this goddamn office. You feel me? Like, and I told Kiki, I said, Kiki, and Kiki know me, I said, Kiki, listen, bro. They starting to push my buttons, and I don't want to have to go off and shit like that. You feel me? Go ignorant or do anything like that. That's why I said, you know what? Maybe I'm thinking too much into it, because last week I was hot. That's why I ain't stay for the after show. I'm going to keep it gangster. I told Josh, I said, man, I'm out of here, because I'm about to start tripping. And everybody going
on. On who?
Huh?
On who?
Everybody. It's when it's smoke, everybody can get it.
Yeah, but why?
Because I was upset.
Yeah,
I don't
know what happened. I was out the loop.
Look, I'm just saying. I just
yeah.
Listen. I'm keeping.
Oh, 2 weeks ago.
Last week.
My birthday. What the hell I do to you on my birthday?
When I had my mask on and shit too. I was under the mask like this steaming though, like a teacup.
You had a little attitude last week. You
yeah,
did.
Yeah. Because I'm just like, I really fuck with you. I really fuck with Laura, and I would never try to like offend y'all or anything type
serious?
Of situation. Yeah, I'm serious.
Wait, I swear. Okay,
I'm serious.
I don't want to be insensitive to your feelings.
No, I don't care if you're insensitive.
I really thought you was joking. I thought this was gonna lead to like a funny. So I didn't know.
Nah, it wasn't funny though. I'm just telling you some real shit
wait,
though.
Okay, so wait, what had you mad lately?
It was just a combination of shit. You feel me? Just like a lead up to stuff. So like something that will bother me, I would see it one time. I'd be like, all right, that's whatever. Then I see something else. All right, whatever. And it keep happening. And then I'm just like. Maybe it's my old way of thinking, because I'm like, do niggas think I'm pussy or something in this office or something now? And it's just like, nah, like, I don't go out like that. And the thing, too, is like, before I even came to this platform, I was making a bag. I make bags, you feel me? So it's just like, I don't want people to think that, like, they could talk to me any type of way or treat me any type of way because I'm a different type of nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, when you got love for somebody and you fuck with people like that, you feel me? If I don't give a fuck about you, I ain't gonna let you, like, affect me or mess up my mood or something like that. So when it's somebody I genuinely fuck with, like you and Laura, I'm like, I fuck with you. Like, if I was, if it could be 35 X-Men ready to kill all y'all right now, I'm jumping in the way with y'all and we getting down. You feel me? I would sacrifice myself for y'all too. So I just felt like, why is y'all treating me like that? You know what I'm saying?
I'm
just being honest.
No, I totally respect the transparency and the honesty. I genuinely don't know, like, what I did to you necessarily.
Yeah, it's just combination stuff. But
you're Aries, though.
What does that have to do with anything?
You be holding stuff in.
I do, though, but this is the thing.
And then it'd be like that one thing, and then it's over.
So when I can just channel stomach. And then when something happens, I just boom, explode. I didn't want to explode, but I almost got to my breaking point last week.
Right.
And I didn't want to do it on your birthday either.
No, well, I mean, that's awkward now, because, you know, now I want to know what it is, but.
No, it wasn't just like one like thing. It was just like. Like, I would tell Josh, I'd be like, Josh, I'd be like, hey, bro, this is, you feel me? Like, oh, that's why I didn't come to the after show last week. I was just like, I ain't about to sit here and do this shit. You feel me? Like, okay. Yeah.
Well,
I just had to speak my piece on that.
No, respectfully.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
But no, but that's why I was just sitting there. I was drinking. I was in my thoughts. And I was just like, you know what? I said, let me tell them too that they hurt my feelings. I'm just telling some real shit. And if I didn't give a fuck, I wouldn't have texted and said nothing. I'm just giving a G.
Well, I'm glad you got that off your chest.
So that's why I was belligerently drunk and I'm sitting there letting you guys know how I really feel.
Did that offend you when I said that?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
No. Nah, but I'm over there at the party and shit like that. I turned the fuck up. I ended up on Warstar this week. Yeah.
Yo. Yeah. Nah, I did see. Why you go out like that? That's not what we do. That's not who we are.
Yes, it is.
No. Not that.
Because
let me tell you.
I'm a person that once I drink, right, I can go ham for 2 weeks straight. I'm talking about no sleep, 2 hours a day, because I barely get any sleep now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I could go 2 weeks, travel, do whatever, get 2 hours of sleep, drink, do it again, smoke, turn the fuck up, go to places, and then I get a period where I'm like, I can feel my body telling me, you're going to crash. And when I usually crash, it'd be for like 2-3 days or something like that. And this weekend, I was like, I'm to the crashing period now. I'm like, it's getting there.
Yeah, you did bad.
And then I fucking Friday turned the fuck up. Saturday turned the fuck up. Sunday, they opened up one of the day parties out here. We went to the day parties. We drinking. We turned the fuck up. We go to the goddamn, we go to dinner. We turned the fuck up. We leave, go to somewhere else. And then we go to the other little dinner place. So when I was sleeping, it's like 3-4 in the morning. And I'm off of like 20 shots or something like that. I'm just passed
20
the
shots?
Fuck up. Yeah.
For the day?
For like the 3-4 hours.
That 3-4. Oh my baby, that's really bad.
But it's my friend's birthday. Like, if you said let's get fucked up for my birthday, I'm gonna say, come on, let's go.
But
I ain't got no filter.
But you did also say that you gotta treat it like it's your birthday.
That's why.
You didn't have to go that hard. 20 shots for what?
Because it's amazing. And I can do it.
You you actually, like, you could hold your head up for a long time though. Like, you were just like, you didn't have like a stiff neck, like pause.
Even on Friday, I did the fucking stream with Adam and them, and I was literally like, I probably dozed off like 30, 40 times.
Yeah.
I put Kiki glasses on, and I was just sleeping and shit.
You don't want me to be the person to tell you, but I think it's time to prioritize your health.
Yeah, that sounds funny coming from you.
Yes. I don't want to be that person.
Because
you'd
be like, oh, I need another IV.
I need an IV. I'm in the hospital for an asthma attack.
I know, man. Nah, but that was crazy, though. And then I seen that shit on Worldstar. I was just like, fuck it.
No, I saw it, too, and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I was like, look at
this. I was supposed to go to my homie party last night, man. My bad, Manny. I was just like, man, I'm just so drained.
Yeah. I mean, do you feel better? Like, well-rested?
Yeah, I feel. When I crash, I crash.
Did you get an IV?
Nah. You want to know why I don't get IVs, though?
Why?
Because I don't like needles.
But you have tattoos.
I know, stupid as fuck.
Okay.
The dumbest shit
ever.
But,
like, they're quick. They're not even, like, you know.
It's just, like, something when I was a little kid. I get them, like, when I got my little COVID test, I had to prick my finger COVID and shit. Test. I ain't gonna lie. They prick my finger. Before they prick my finger, I just, like, look away, like.
I cannot even deal with you. Well, speaking of COVID, are you moving to Texas?
Why would I move to Texas?
They're all, everything is lifted. Oh, They open.
I know. I'll go out there next week.
What day?
The 12th.
Oh, I think you're going after they lift everything. Yeah. So
2 days
be
after they lift it. No mask, no nothing. We out here. And I didn't plan that. It just worked out in my favor.
I could think, will you ever move to Texas?
Honestly, I don't think there's nothing like Los Angeles.
Okay.
If I would move anywhere else, it'd be either Arizona or it'd be fucking Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's nothing like L.A., though. Every time I go anywhere, I just get homesick. I be wanting to come back home. It's different to live and die in L.A. Tupac.
Thank you so much.
What? Thank you so much. That's what the song is there for. What about you? You telling me you like New Jersey more than L.A.?
Low-key.
Why?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I ain't talking about the people.
I like my experiences.
Because you have not, you haven't yet to experience LA yet.
Maybe.
Because one thing I see that out of town people do, they come out here and they say, I don't like LA people. And then they say that, but they only be around people in Hollywood. They be around other out of town motherfuckers. So when you go to all these little functions and shit like that, you're not running into LA natives and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like you're running into people from all over the place and you putting them in there like it's L.A. So you've yet to come to the hoods and eat at the hood spots and meet women that's really from there and get the culture and shit. Once you do that, I'm pretty sure you'll fuck
Maybe
with it.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'm not cultured enough.
You're not L.A. cultured enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I had to teach you a lot of stuff. What's the word?
Anyways.
Yeah, I just say it.
I'm moving forward, never backwards.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Go ahead.
Never backwards. Never backwards.
I'm a fan, never backwards. That's your analogy, man. I fuck with it. On that thing.
See, you came in with such good energy today.
What?
I love this. I love it here.
I'll take it. I'm sorry. Never backwards.
Wait, okay, so I need to know what this note is about. You have to elaborate. The temp agency's crazy.
Oh, because I was talking I was talking to Adam and them off camera about this shit, and I was like, I'm gonna talk about it on my show and shit. I used to work for this temp agency. Yeah. Nah, I didn't have no license. You feel me? I was driving my grandma's car. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? All the bad shit happened around the temp agency too. You know what I mean?
Like in your life?
Not in my life, but like it was a bad time period.
Oh, like a bad, okay.
I was just getting into it, like a lot of just like random shit. So I worked at this temp agency. It was at this fucking warehouse. And like all they did was have me like pick up boxes and move them and shit.
Yeah.
Eventually I learned how to use the forklift. And, you know, I was doing donuts in the forklift and shit like that.
Okay, well, that's dangerous.
Yeah, that's super dangerous. But, you know, I was going to do some stupid shit. I ended up getting my homeboy hired over there, and he got fired the first day.
No.
Yep, they had him on camera trying to look in boxes and shit like that. And what that did, though, I didn't know what the shit in the warehouse was. Like, they had these big-ass boxes that we had to forklift very, very high and put them places, and I did not know these is, like, expensive-ass, like, laptops and shit like that. And I was telling Adam and them that before the iPhone 5 came out, like, before the design got leaked, and I think that's the first time that they changed the SIM cards. People at my job, they was like, because you had to come in with steel-toe boots. Mm-hmm. They opened up one of the boxes and had the fucking phones before they
everybody else.
Man, them motherfuckers was taking the phones, putting them in their boots, and walking out. So don't ask me how I got one of them, but I had got one of them, and I took my ass to AT&T, and I was like, do you guys have a SIM card for this phone? They looked at me like I was a devil. They was like, where did you get this? Like they was going to call the fucking feds or something like that. So I ran out of that motherfucker. They didn't even have SIM cards for that shit back then. And another thing that happened when I was working at a temp agency, like I didn't have a license yet. Mm-hmm. My mom and my grandma, they got used to me just driving back and forth because I used to work night shift, 10 at night to 10 in the morning. And one day I was fucking tired as fuck. I got in. I was like, Mom, can you take me to get my hair cut? They was like, go drive yourself. I told my grandma, can you drive yourself? So I'm driving. I'm tired as fuck. Yeah. Like one of these moments when I'm about to crash. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I go get my hair cut. I'm sleeping the whole time. I'm in a barber seat and shit like that. And then afterwards, I'm driving home. As I'm driving home, I fucking doze off and hit a fucking mail truck. Boom!
Behind the wheel?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Hit the mailman. The mail truck, mail flying everywhere. I hit that motherfucker hard as fuck. The mail flying all over.
What were you driving?
My granny had like a green, some little ass Toyota, but them motherfuckers was heavy.
Shit's got power.
Them motherfuckers got power. You know what I'm saying? That's American made. Yeah, like a rock. Them motherfuckers like a rock. But the motherfucking mail was all over the floor. Everything, people was running out and shit. And I woke up, I was like, my hand was bleeding.
Oh, God, no.
For real. I'm like this. I'm like, the mailman, he's sitting there. Ah, he grabbing
neck.
It.
My neck.
I said, oh, man, I'm about to go to jail. Because I'm like, I ain't got no license either. It's a wrap. And right. It's a mailman.
Yeah.
Like, it's a mail truck. And then this lady, she told me, you better run. And I was about to run. And as soon as I was about to run, a fucking police officer came up. And then he was like, this nigga must have been having a bad day.
Yeah.
He walked up to me. In the car, he was like, is this your car? I was like, he was like, do you have insurance? I was like, it's like, I don't give a fuck. He didn't write me no ticket. He didn't write nothing. And then he just fucking dipped off.
Bro, I wish.
Yep. But that motherfucker came back. I got hit up maybe like 3-4 weeks later. The motherfucking mailman was suing me.
For what?
He said his neck was hurt or something like that.
That's all you got to do.
So that motherfucker was suing me for like, I want to say like 60, 70,000 or something like that. I'm like 18. I ain't got no 60, 70 bands or something like that. I'm like, man, mailman can suck a dick. You feel me? And they had me doing these little diagrams and shit, like really trying to take me to court and all that shit. But they ended up having like some video footage. That's what saved me. He ran a red light. I mean, he ran the stop sign, and I ran the stop sign.
Oh, so you weren't even really in the wrong.
We both was in the wrong. We both collided, but it was just like, I ain't owe no shit after that. But that's what I was talking about, the temp agency shit. I don't know why Josh wrote it like that.
I know. I'm like,
I was like, shit.
What the fuck?
Yeah. That shit was crazy.
Not. No. Because I've gotten into so many, like, accidents. You know them shits at McDonald's in the drive-thru? Like, them little stand, like, I don't know what they're, like, pillars, maybe? Like, the little, I don't know what they're made of.
Pillars at McDonald's?
Not pillars, but, like, they're, like, yay high. What are they called? The things in the drive-thru, the yellow stands?
People?
No. No. Well, anyways, like, I used to hit those all the time with my mirror. And, like, one time my mirror fell off and I just got out of line. Because it's, like, at that point, what can I do? I've also taken somebody else's mirror off by sleeping behind the wheel.
I've done stuff like that before.
Because it's like, what do you do, though? Like, do I pick the mirror up? Like, do I glue it back on with super glue? Like, what do I do in that moment? You just got to keep it moving. Life don't stop.
You know what I used to do when I used to have my little bucket?
What?
I used to wake up at 4 or 5 in the morning, and I used to drive around hitting people's trash cans on trash day.
Okay, well, that's on purpose, and I have no sympathy for this.
I used to, them motherfuckers used to be flying. No, boom! That's, no, that's all just, over the place.
That's just ignorant.
Yeah, I was very ignorant back then.
But
go ahead.
Let's get into these topics. Anyways, so over the weekend, I found myself watching Boosie's Instagram. Mm-hmm. Did you watch any of the videos of him on vacation and feeding the pigs and swimming with the dolphins?
I was asleep.
Well, he actually did something that I could see you doing. He said he watched the quote-unquote animal channel. And before he went to go swim with the dolphins, he said he learned that if he played dead, a dolphin will push him to safety. So there is a picture of Boosie laying in a pool of water with a dolphin pushing his feet, him laying on his back pretending to be dead. And I could see you doing that.
I would do some shit like that.
I could see you doing some shit like
that.
But
I'm kind of scared of the dolphins right now, though.
Why?
Because they be like humping people. Have you seen videos of that shit?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, they be get low. They get real nasty. The dolphins.
They get real nasty.
They be trying
like
to
hump it. Like how? Like do they hold they you? Like,
no, on everything.
Really?
See, on everything.
She's like.
So I don't think I want to be attacked by a.
Well, I don't think it wasn't attacking though. It was saving him.
Allegedly.
No, it was. It was literally saving him. It pushed him to safety.
Allegedly, the dolphin tried to save him.
Oh, my God. I cannot.
You didn't know dolphins be humping people?
No, I didn't know it was like a thing. I never seen videos of it. That's why.
You haven't been to SeaWorld lately.
I haven't been to SeaWorld ever.
For reals?
No. I think I've been to one aquarium my whole life.
You don't like the aquariums?
No, I just there's like no aquariums near me.
In Jersey?
No.
They don't have fish?
Not near me. They have fish. Yes, there's fish, I'm sure.
There's no fish in Jersey?
I went to one in, like, Philly when I was younger.
That shit gangster. What else did you see on this vacation?
Him feeding the pigs, and the pig shitted in the water, and he said, the pig shitted over and over again. That's it. But it was very entertaining. He said, I couldn't do this before. Now I get to feed the pigs.
I fed the pigs before.
Have you? On the beach?
Shit's fire.
It's fire.
Fire.
Yeah, I'm trying to experience life shit like that, too, one day.
Man, you gotta turn the fuck up.
I need
up.
Some rich friends.
You just need to turn the fuck up.
Nah, I need some rich friends.
Listen,
I wanna do shit.
The Little League needs to go corporate, and then you can do whatever the fuck you want.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
That's really a fact.
We're gonna get you there. You know what I mean?
Hold it down.
Yeah.
Hold it down.
I wanna join the Little League.
You are a part of the Little League. But you're like both leagues.
No, I wanna be the Little League only.
I respect it.
Yeah. I wanna be the spy.
The what?
The Little League spy.
So you want to be an op.
So I can tell the big league this is what the Little League is planning.
So you just want to be an op. You see this?
I'm just joking.
I be trying to extend the olive branch, yo. He's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy.
I like your hat. Okay. I saw this side. I didn't see that side. That's crazy.
No, this is crazy, too, because I thought it was a Sox hat. And I was like, why does it look like that? And it says sex. Yes. And then... What's the side say?
I love sex. And then the other side says world fucking champions.
Yeah, I don't know. I just...
Where did you get this hat?
Every time I check my P.O. box, I probably have like 13 hats and like 10, 15 shirts or something like that. And I just look at the best ones. A lot of them motherfuckers be crap though. I'm going to keep it G. No, that's not bad though. I'm just saying some real shit.
I mean,
but you get shit like this, that's a hidden gem. And I'm just like,
yeah.
I do love sex. That's dope. Fuck with it?
Nah, I fuck with it. I thought it was interesting though, because I did think it said socks too.
Why don't you start telling people to send you merch?
I do. I just don't wear everything.
See how the Little League do other Little League people?
No.
Mm-mm-mm.
AD, like, please don't piss me off today. Like, you was doing so good.
I thought I had good energy today.
You did, but leave me alone. Leave my league alone.
I like the Little League.
I do too.
Damn, man.
Like,
I'm sorry, Yazzie. What else we talking
good.
About today?
I wanted to talk about JT and Uzi.
Okay. What do you want to talk about?
No,
with
that? Do you want to?
No, it's fine. I want to know your opinions.
I love it. I love JT. And I love Little Uzi, but I love what they have going on right now. It's goals.
Go ahead, speak on it.
Goals. No, I'm kidding. Not goals, but it's very entertaining to watch. And it's just a very interesting couple. But yeah, those messages that his ex leaked allegedly were him. And you know, it was a little messy situation. But they seem to be pushing through it, you know? She's eating crab legs. She's previewing music.
Wait. What we teach about the legs?
Oh, crip legs.
Thank you.
Okay, you cannot fault me for that. I literally wasn't even thinking.
You know I just had to do it, though.
I know. But yeah, I like what they have going on, you know, pushing through all that negativity. Their relationship is standing strong. I think I'm ready for love.
You've been saying that since you got here. I'm just keeping the G.
Look, I think I'm ready.
Let me tell you something about the Uzi and JT situation. Is literally like, you ain't too many people been in like crazy ass situations. Like, I've been in toxic ass relationships and serious situations, like, you know, getting hit on the head with cutting boards and shit, getting ran over with cars and stuff, all type of shit like that.
But do you feel like you did anything to evoke
hell
any of that?
Hell yeah, but that's the type of love that I like. Because when you're not when you're not waking up feeling like I want to kill this nigga, then I'm not doing my job. I'm going to keep it real. So shit like this be like, okay, this is normal to me.
No.
What?
No.
You know how I roll.
Yeah, you are very toxic. But you enjoy that. And that's cool. You know, different strokes for different folks. But not me.
Nah, but you like that shit too.
No, I really
You try to call yourself Harley Quinn.
Yeah, but that's not.
You like Yazzie, let's not cap for the camera. You like pushing buttons. You do. You get off on that shit.
No.
Yes, you do.
No.
Okay.
I'm a sweetheart.
You're a sweetheart, but you like pushing people's buttons on purpose. And you're sitting there saying, I did this on purpose.
No, look, I just know.
You're that evil laugh right there? Yeah.
No, I just know people's limits. Like, I know where I can take things, but in a relationship, I don't necessarily want that.
See,
if I gotta be, like, you know, a certain way with everybody else, I don't want to be the same way with you if I'm in a relationship with you.
So when you're in a relationship, you're totally different. You don't want to press buttons and shit like that.
I don't want to beef.
Beef?
I don't want to beef outside either.
Beef makes shit fun as long as it's in private.
No.
Yeah, because you know what happens when you get too comfortable? Men and women, when you get too comfortable, like especially women, and I'll go women first and then I'll go men. When women get too comfortable, when they first meet a man, especially a man of value, you know what I'm saying? They make sure they look the part every day, right? They make sure they trying to sexually take care of their man 24/7. They trying to do everything across the board. Once they feel like they got a nigga and they're comfortable, that's when the headbands, little head wraps stay on all day, you know, looking like Angel Mama and shit like that. You feel me? They don't feel like they got to keep you when they feel like they already have you. That's real shit though. Like, when you first meet, look, let me ask you something. When you first meet a nigga, what they call the honeymoon phase, right? Mm-hmm. When you're on a honeymoon phase, you're trying to do everything in your power to make this nigga feel like you're the one, correct?
Right.
Okay, so what happens once you get comfortable, once you move in together, once you guys got some year, because I've been in a 10-year relationship. I didn't been in a 4-year relationship. Like, I've seen this shit happen, and no disrespect to no women that I've dealt with before, but I've seen the difference of, you know what, like, okay, you must forget, you know what I mean? Like, literally look like Aunt Jemima, and then I'll be out.
You know, can I just say one thing?
Go ahead.
Can I just say, does Aunt Jemima even wear a headscarf?
Yeah. The syrup lady, for sure.
Aren't they changing that or something?
I'm talking about the old Angel Mama. It doesn't matter.
Not the old Angel Mama.
Yeah.
Not the old one.
Not like they about to do Angel Mama like they're doing.
Yeah, I was going to say a bonnet, if maybe is what you mean.
Anyway. I like bonnets, but, you know, make sure you look up to par and continue to look up to par, especially when you got a nigga on the scene. You feel me? Like, and then women will be like, oh, you be around all these bitches all day. Okay, if I'm around all these bitches all day, when I come home, I want to see a bitch that look like the bitches I go see when I go turn the fuck up. There's nothing wrong with that.
You're right. That's your prerogative.
No, but look, and then we can flip that when it comes down to men. Once men get comfortable, they're not communicating with you all day the same way. They're not texting you saying all the same stuff that they used to do. You want to know why? Because once y'all give up the cat and shit like that, and that man feel like he got you, they feel like, oh, job is done. They ain't got to do that shit. You feel me? And it's all fucked up on both sides. So men will sit there and be like, oh, you be like, damn, he used to bring me flowers. He used to want to take me out on dates all the time. He used to do this with me. He don't want to bring me around no more. He don't want to do this no more. And shit like that. It goes both ways.
Yeah.
But as long as you the motherfucking catch and you staying on your goddamn toes, guess what? Everybody's going to be clamoring for your attention.
And that's how you move.
Like, hell yeah. Catch. I am. I'm the prize.
Look, I wanted you to say, you always say that. I'm a catch.
Look at me.
Look at me. I'm beautiful.
God damn it. I'm always a goddamn catch.
And
I'm gonna stay like that. You know what I'm saying? But for a man and especially like a nigga like me that goes out all the time, turn the fuck up.
You're around everyone.
I'm around everyone. I'm around every single type of woman that you can think of and shit like that. Now, there's a drawback to that. You can be around all these beautiful women, but there's a girl that don't look like them who has more to offer you emotionally And mentally, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you rather talk and hang out with this person. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I'd rather take somebody like this and build her up.
Yeah.
Because she has more value than these other girls over there and shit like that. But I go all to say this is that you just need to stay on your goddamn toes. Don't worry about what nobody else do. As long as you stay the motherfucking catch, you will always have options. And you would always be able to do what the fuck you want. I live life to the fullest.
Okay.
It's up to you to make AD happy. What? Make AD happy.
Yes, hashtag that, everybody. Go.
For sure.
Go spam his comments. Make AD happy.
You don't feel like that about yourself?
No, of course.
You don't feel like you're the prize?
Of course.
Now, we had a conversation off camera before where I told you. You said, AD, it's all these people coming out the woodworks now. All these old niggas, all this and all that. And I told you, why are they coming out the woodworks now? They see you. They see you elevating. They see the following going up. The same woman that they knew, the same Yazzie that they knew, they like, oh, shit, she getting a name for herself. She popping now. She got the little league now. She doing this. She doing that. These niggas want to be there now and be just to be like, you know what? I conquered that. Again, if they did in the first place. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's up to you to be like,
go to hell.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do.
Because that's the worst thing. That'll kill a nigga ego off right then and there. It's like, oh, I can't fuck with you no more. You're not even my caliber anymore. What? Nigga gonna be like, ooh.
Not ooh.
They gonna want you more.
Wow.
So you gotta stay on your toes.
Look at you.
I'm just saying, man.
Give me some. Yeah. See, it's what we need.
Come on.
Okay, as we proceed, okay?
I try to keep a G. You know what I'm saying?
You do.
But the bottom line is, stay on your toes, motherfucker. Make AD happy. Because, hey.
Make Yazzie happy.
That's, see?
Hey, yeah. I like that, actually.
Come on, man.
I should put that on a shirt. What? Make Yazzie happy?
Listen.
You made that up.
Okay, look.
And I said that out loud.
Next Little League drop. Make Yazzie happy. I just need 5%. 3% for likeness.
I need to talk to my attorney.
I'm just playing. See, that's what I'm talking about. You got an attorney now. Like, that's gangster.
I had an attorney.
Like, you had a different attorney.
No.
For the crimes and DUIs and shit. Yeah.
Well,
you had that kind.
Look,
you
know what I'm saying? Shout out Navarro.
Look, what's her name?
His.
Her name is what?
Navarro.
See, when you switch up with Navarro, you say Navarro.
Navarro.
Hey, yo, Navarro.
Navarro.
Look, hey, listen, Navarro.
Yazzie
Nirvana? Ain't happy right now.
I am very happy.
Need to get this shit together.
Shout out Navarro.
You know what I'm saying?
First of all, how'd you call this man Navarro?
Hey, shout out to my nigga Navarro. I don't give a fuck what his name is.
He's a good man, yo.
Allegedly. Hey. Did you see the other shit? I was pissed the fuck off.
Why?
The other day. What was it yesterday? Instagram took all the likes and shit away?
Only for like an hour and a half, I feel like.
Nah, that shit like 4 hours.
Really? It didn't take mine away, but I saw the post. And then they said, oh, we were testing it. It was a bug.
That shit took my shit away.
Is it still away?
Or it came back. But I was just like.
What did it look like on yours? It showed you one person's name and
it
then
said
others?
Like, yeah, one person and then others and shit like that.
That's weird.
That shit was. But I was like.
Fucking with you.
No, it really.
It's fucking with you. You ain't
it,
like that.
It kind of did, but it didn't, though, because, one thing that people don't understand is that that'll change the landscape. Because, you know, I do a lot of business on Instagram. A lot of people do a lot of business on Instagram. Mm-hmm. They literally, companies, they say, well, let me see your insights. Because you could fake likes. You could do all type of shit
sure,
like
yeah.
that. Yeah. I was just looking at it. It's like, okay, is this going to make people post less or is this going to make people post more?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what's that going to do? That little situation could have changed
everything,
the whole dynamic, especially when it comes to business.
Yeah.
Because how can you equate somebody, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, without looking at that shit.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, somebody could be like, oh, this person is this person. And you'll be like, all right. I hear people say all the time, oh, yeah, I'm popping and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, all right, let me go to this nigga Instagram.
Look. A million followers, 20 comments.
I'd be like, nigga.
100,000 likes. Make it make sense.
Yeah.
If you're going to buy it, buy everything, y'all.
Yeah.
That's going to be my advice.
You're going to get out of it again. They're going to do you like they did. What's her name?
Who? Who got out of it?
I ain't going to call Cuz out.
Yeah, no, actually, yeah. That's fucked up.
Cuz lost like 3 million followers in one day. I was like, damn, girl.
That's fucked up.
I had a homie, though, that was doing some shit like that.
But was he actually popping on Instagram and he went and bought everything else?
This nigga bought like 300,000 Instagram followers and every photo had like one or two likes on there.
Oh, poor thing, sweetheart.
I'm like, cuz, you could have bought the likes instead of that.
Yeah, bless his heart, though. He tried.
Cuz, slow. He like, what's his name? Navarro.
What? That's not a real person.
Now it is.
Stupid ass.
Make Eddie happy.
Honestly, though, I only like, I understand what you're saying because of the business aspect. Yeah, I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, you're grabbing it. Go crazy. Are you kidding?
Go ahead.
COVID.
Girl.
No, what I was saying is about the Instagram shit. I see what you're saying, but I was also thinking like this might be a good thing just for like the kids.
Why though?
Because I feel like likes are such a like something, it's something that people feel like they need for a validation. Like think about it. Like you post things cuz you want to be seen. You want that, you want some sort of validation, or I look nice today. I got this shirt on today. Look what I'm doing. Look who I'm with. And I feel like kids that are growing up now, they're growing up on TikTok, they're growing up, like, this is normal to, kids don't even go outside and play anymore.
They sure don't.
Like, I've seen, like, in my apartment complexes, they go outside in the summer to the ice cream stands, and they go back inside. They don't even go to the park. The parks is empty. Like, they don't have that full, like, childhood, you know, experience.
Did you have the childhood experience?
Yeah, I used to go outside. I used to play outside.
What did you used to do?
Like that. I used to, we used to make up games. So, like... Like,
I used to have a made-up game.
So we used to play cooking. All right. So they're about to kill me for this.
Go ahead.
So we used to, so we had a DS, a Nintendo DS, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had Cooking Mama. One of us broke the cook. We shared it. All four of us, me and my cousins.
Cooking Mama?
Cooking Mama. It was a game where you would like cook and shit.
Okay.
And then one day, like, and we would spend summers at my grandparents' house and we would be bored. So, like, we broke the Cooking Mama. I don't know how. Don't remember how. So we would go outside, like, while my grandma's, like, barbecuing chicken and stuff. And after she'd go outside, we would add fire to the to the grill. And we would, like, use the leftover food and, like, act like we were chefs and stuff and do shit like that. And, like, we would play in the sprinklers. We would buy blow-up pools and, like, those, you know, those cheap blow-up, like, water slides from Walmart and shit. We would do shit like that. We would play like, what was the game? What's the game? Manhunt, like shit like that.
What the fuck is Manhunt?
It's like when you, it's like tag basically, but like you're just hiding in the dark and shit. Usually played at night. It's better at night. You could hide under cars.
Y'all would have got kidnapped playing that game. Playing Manhunt.
Manhunt, it's so fun. Tag, shit like that. We would go to summer camp. I would tie kids to trees.
You were what?
I would tongue kiss the trees.
Oh, I thought you said you would tongue kiss the trees.
No.
I was about to say.
No, like I was always a weird kid, but never that weird. Like never questionable weird. More so, if, is she slow? Weird. But
why'd you grab my finger to say that?
That's how my mom did it.
Is she slow?
That's how my mom did it.
Is she slow? Is she slow?
That's how my mom did it. But yeah, I was outside. Like I played outside. Walked to the park.
Let me tell you the games that we used to play.
Gangsta games, like no. Really hunting men, like
no. Boss. Pre gangsta games, right?
Pre gangsta games.
There was a game called Get Like Me. You ever heard of that?
Get up.
Get Like Me is when you get the quarters, right? You flip the quarter, and like let's say it lands heads. Somebody will flip the quarter, and if it lands heads, they'll take the quarter. If it's tails, you take it. So it was like,
so
that was our
like
form
an
of gambling.
Early lesson
and gambling. Yeah.
And that's actually really cool, though.
Yeah. We used to play that shit. Then we used to play another game called Suicide.
I don't like this.
Suicide, it would be a big ass wall,
uh-huh.
Right? You get a tennis ball, and you would throw the tennis ball on the wall,
uh-huh.
And somebody will try to catch it.
Okay.
If you drop it trying to catch it, you get punched on until you reach the wall. You got to touch the wall before you stop getting punched on.
That's cool.
Well, it wasn't always cool. Some people would get put in comas and shit like that.
No, that's excessive. You're doing too much. It's not a game at that point. You really wanted to do that.
And then we used to play Ding Dong Ditch and shit like that.
Yeah.
We used to egg neighbors' houses and shit. Throw rocks at police officer cars.
I was always so scared to egg.
To egg?
Yeah, like when I was younger, I thought, oh my God, you're going to go to jail for like 40 years if you egg a house. I was so afraid.
Yeah, they had.
And then I did it. When
they
I was
raised
adult.
You right to think that you egg somebody, you're getting 40 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, it went from that to paintballing.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have paintball wars like all through different neighborhoods and shit like that.
That seems like, but that's like, that's what I mean though. Kids right now are not doing all of that. They are on Instagram. They want likes. Like, they're, you know what I'm saying?
But see, even with the like situation, it's like, let's say, okay, everybody knows their like medium of how many likes they get. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, if you're used to getting this amount of likes and you put out something that gets you like maybe a couple hundred or a couple thousand more,
yeah,
that makes you feel good. They were like, oh, I gotta do this. It kind of encourages that. So what happens when you take likes away is it's like, what am I posting this shit for?
But that's
you take the validation away. You know what I mean?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you should, like, as people, you should we shouldn't be growing up in like, well, as a young kid, you shouldn't be growing up thinking that I need to be validated by strangers on social media to make myself feel like more of a person. And I think, and I'm not saying, like, with us, obviously, like, we're adults. We've had the childhood. Like, we've gotten that privilege of, like, you know, living life and understanding that if somebody don't like me in real life, like, it is what it is. Like, I'm not gonna die about it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But it's the same thing as school, though. Like, okay, there's always gonna be somebody in school that's, like, the popular kid.
Yeah.
Or the popular crew and shit like that. And then now this shit is just getting taken over into socially-wise now. You get what I'm saying?
I can see what you're saying, but I just think that, like, because I have 12-year-old cousins, so, like, their whole personality is based off of, like, TikTok. Like, they be saying shit, and I'm like, you don't even, like, I know your parents, so I don't know why you're talking like this. And they'd be posting shit, and, like, they want to wear certain things already at such a young age, and I'm like, yo, like, why are you doing this? Oh, I see so-and-so doing it. And she has so many likes. And I'm like, no, this shit not right.
It is, and it ain't, because it's just like, even like now, we live at a time, it's like, I remember like my parents or my grandparents would be like, hey, you can't make a living off playing a video game all day. Now you can.
Yeah, now you can, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, you can't be on your phone all day and make money. Yes, you can.
No,
like,
for sure.
There's way more opportunities and shit like that. And I just feel like if you channel the motherfuckers into something, then it makes sense. But don't be depressed, because I know grown-ass men that get depressed over Instagram.
Me too.
Like, grown-ass men, they be like, man, nobody fuck with my shit like that.
35+.
Yes, and ruins their fucking day.
Yeah. Mad as hell, because nobody liking your post.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That shit is stupid as fuck. And it's just like, but social media fucked up everything else as well, too.
That's a fact.
Because now women, you know, they feel like, damn, I got to look like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I have to do these things now and shit like that to be accepted and stuff. The world is fucked up, though.
And, no, you know, 100%.
And we've been on quarantine for so long anyway.
Yeah.
Even though it ain't felt like it for me, but.
Yeah.
I'm probably one of the only people who ain't stopped.
I genuinely don't think you were affected by this at all.
The
like,
quarantine?
This didn't happen to you. Like, you're still, no, you're good.
Oh, I made so much money.
Yeah, you're still in 2019. Like, you're good.
I like the quarantine.
Why? Because you didn't even live the quarantine. You weren't quarantined.
I probably was scared for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, it was like when I first came in No Jumper, it was 1 week where it was just like me, Josh, and Adam here. And we just looking at each other too, like zombies damn near. I'm like, I don't trust you niggas. I'm like, I don't know, man. You might have that COVID. Because at first I wasn't afraid of that shit. And then they had, in hindsight, the way the media made this motherfucker look, they made it look way worse than what the fuck it's been. Because, like, literally, when they first started talking about COVID, you know the first thing that I seen?
What?
It was this shit on WorldStar. All these Chinese people were just dropping dead, like, out of nowhere. And I'm like, okay. Oh, I don't want that shit.
Well, I'm going to be honest. Don't get your news from WorldStar, baby.
I mean, hey.
Like, about...
No, I'm just saying. If you see somebody saying there's a new fucking virus... And these people are just dropping dead out of nowhere. It's like,
no, I get that.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I probably had that. I don't know. I probably had that shit like 2 or 3 times. I don't know.
2 or 3? Do you actually think? Did you actually have it, or you're just saying that?
I'm just saying, like, if anybody should have had it, it should have been me.
Or like, maybe you're just immune to it.
Maybe.
Maybe it's the tequila.
That's what I
ain't been sick either, so.
The cure.
Okay.
It was only one time that I thought I was sick, though, because I told Adam and them, and I told Josh, I was like, look, I may have this shit. I'm about to go get tested. I was like, I don't want to give it to y'all just in case I had that motherfucker. And
to be honest, though, if you were to, God forbid, get it, would you be surprised? Like, what would your reaction be? To be honest.
I get to sleep for 2 weeks. Get to play video games.
It's the way you don't give a fuck for me. But so you're not going to get the vaccine?
Honestly, And me and Adam had a big ass argument about vaccinations and shit
like
that.
He got it yesterday, right?
Yeah. My auntie got a shit too, though. My DJ got the shit. Mm-hmm. The thing with me is, and I was explaining to is just like, our people don't trust the fucking government. We've been fucked over by them so many times. So when they tell us to like get something, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But I was talking to my mom, and my mom was like,
"You've been getting the flu shot, right?
I don't get no fucking flu shot.
You never got the flu shot when you were young in school? You never got
no fucking flu shot? Hell nah.
Really?
No.
Is that a weird thing?
It's not weird, but like literally like, okay, the flu shot is made out of like pig gelatin. It's like made out of all type of other shit. Like,
yeah.
So you're literally getting injected with the shit. You know what I mean? Basically, you get hit with the shit to where your body can fucking
fight
the shit off. Yeah. Like, yeah. No, but my auntie, she's in the medical field. And mm-hmm. she basically was just like, all these rich motherfuckers is lining up to get it. They're trying to buy this shit early. You know what I'm saying? All the medical field people are trying to get it. And it's like, are they going to give us something that all the doctors and all the rich motherfuckers want to have and have early and shit like that? It's like, and then it gets to the point too where it's like, if everybody gets vaccinated, is this shit going to be over and I can go back to turn up even more? Then just slide it to me. I ain't tripping.
I mean, no. I think that's how it's supposed to work. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not tripping.
You don't, okay.
Are you going to get vaccinated?
Yeah, probably.
Huh.
No. What? I also want to clip that. That was funny.
What?
The way you did it.
I'm just saying.
Like you beneath me. Like, don't get vaccinated, bitch.
No, I'm just saying, like.
Crazy, bitch.
Like, honestly, like, I was with my DJ yesterday. He was just like, yeah, I got, he was happy. I got my vaccine. Like,
and
I was like,
what did you do, huh?
I was like, you ain't grown no tail yet? That's what I told her. But, you know. Then again, it's like, when you look at the data and shit, it's like, what, like over 500,000 people in the U.S. die from this shit? That's fucked up. And I have a lot of older family members and shit like that. So it's just like, all right, whatever I got to do to be responsible and save these motherfuckers because I turned up so much, I got to do what I got to do.
You know what? AD for president. AD for president, y'all.
I'm just saying.
He wants to save, y'all. Yeah, there we go. I like that.
I like that
I can bring that out of you.
And wait.
Okay.
But that don't mean that I'm about to just volunteer. But no.
No, I mean, it's obviously going to take something crazy to happen in your life for you to get the vaccine.
No. I mean, I'm one of the people, too, where it's just like, I like to flex and shit. Like, oh, yeah, I got my teeth done. I want to be like, yeah, I got the vaccine.
I'm glad you admitted it.
Yeah. But.
You sick fuck.
What?
I got my teeth done.
Everybody knows that. I know.
Adam told everyone yesterday. He told Yachty.
Yeah, Adam told Yachty. He said, AD has fake teeth.
Yeah, and just hung up. No, bye, Yachty.
No, because like I said, like we on the fucking podcast. Shout out to Julia Rose. Yeah, they're just like, oh, we on the podcast. I'm minding my business. And they're like, oh, you got nice teeth. And then he's like, well, they're fake. I'm like, why the fuck you got to do that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Then I go to the dentist. I'm getting my shit clean. And a dental assistant, she's like, oh, you have such white teeth. And the dentist is like, well, they're fake. And I'm just like, my nigga, why is y'all all hating on a nigga mouth, girl? That's fucked up.
Pause.
I'm like, maybe these women are trying to start a conversation with me. Do you not understand that?
I don't know. Did you guys go to Starbucks after?
What? Me and the dental assistant?
You and anyone.
I was about to say, no, I can't fuck no dental assistant. They don't know I got fake teeth. You just a retard then.
What?
For real.
No, I can't. I can't.
Your job is to look at people's mouth all fucking day. You can't tell I got fake teeth?
Honestly, I didn't know at first.
For real? See, I got you too.
No, because you said you used to like not like let them get so white. Where you're just shining.
I like them like now. Yeah. Like, you
they
know
look,
what I'm saying?
No, they look normal. And you got like the regular size. You didn't get like the one size fits all ones.
Now, I got a couple of homies where they shit got, they got the horse size where you can only see three teeth in their mouth. That shit is weak. No. Hell yeah. Like you seen somebody smile, you only see like one big ass fucking tooth. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell y'all, everybody.
So many people got the same mouth in Hollywood right now.
Yes.
You don't want that.
If you going to think about getting veneers, do like AD did and ask them. Say, I want these motherfuckers to be the same size as my regular teeth.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
I thought they had like a display of them.
I said, listen, make this as close as y'all can to these motherfuckers, like my regular teeth.
Well, okay. You told me what was wrong with your teeth before, right?
It was nothing really wrong with my teeth like that.
Yeah, it was just like
they was more on the yellowish side. You know what I'm saying? Just from years of hard times. You know what I mean?
You could have still taken care of them. Just a little flaws.
No, I did take care of them, but it's just like, you know what I'm saying?
Brush. Josh is like brush.
Nah, but like as a kid, I was afraid of the fucking dentist. Like,
okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
I have friends till this day that are still dumb. And
I had two of my wisdom teeth taken out, but.
So you went to the dentist.
I had to. But let me tell you why, though. Wait, let me tell you why, though.
Please explain.
The pain that you feel once you have a fucking inflamed
gum
wisdom tooth with an infection is way 10 times worse than what anything the dentist can do to you.
Yeah.
Like, I literally had, in this one over here, I had a hole in that motherfucker for like 2 years. Yes. And the debris from the shit, like, gave me almost an abscess. And from that time, I was just hurting so bad for like 2 days. And I said, I'm never going to let my mouth be like this again. So now I got fake teeth. I have a beautiful smile.
You do. You have a good smile.
Thank you.
I can get behind that.
But before?
No. Like that can?
Like I was chewing on rocks. No, it wasn't that can. not the can. That's bad.
That's very bad.
I'll show you some. It was more like, well, this ain't a good display either.
Nah. There's an assortment of yellows here. So I know. You let me know what it was doing. What it was paying for.
I'm going to just go with this. Yeah, that shit is bad. What else we got to talk about today?
I don't know what we got to talk about. You got any stories? I talked about.
Oh, that. I heard of some shit. I heard this fucking guy. He cut off his wife's lover's dick.
Gangster.
That's not gangster.
Nah, he went crazy.
But I was just thinking in my head, like,
how did he get that close?
Exactly.
Yeah, like where did this happen? How does this story?
I didn't get the backstory. I just
you just seen the title and you was.
I seen it, but it just had me thinking. I was like, at first, I was like, man, that's crazy. I was like, but did he grab his dick?
Did you see what he cut it off with? Like, did they say that? Like, knife,
pliers,
scissors?
I don't know.
Did he get creative?
Huh?
Florida. I already know.
Oh, you seen
Florida.
That shit?
Nah, and I just guessed. I know it was Florida. That's just
what'd he cut him with, though?
Yep.
What a what?
With what?
He got 20 years.
His teeth?
Hell no.
No, hell no.
I'll say that.
Actually, you know what? It's Florida. I believe it. I knew it.
With scissors?
Scissors. Ooh, that's slow, isn't it? Oh, God. That's slow, ain't it?
If that would have happened to me, I'd have been like, pop me. Kill me.
Honestly, just stab me at that point.
I wouldn't want to go through life without a dick.
I've actually had a guy friend tell me once that he wouldn't feel like himself if he didn't have a penis.
Oh.
He said he doesn't think he would live life if he didn't have a penis.
Come on. Like, you would just run into somebody and then y'all just be getting hot and heavy and then it just be like, I don't have nothing.
I also assume that if you don't have a penis, you'd probably be a girl, so. It's not that bad. Like.
Well.
Look, we're maintaining.
On that note, let's end this shit. Let's at the end of the day, huh? It's at the end of the day with AD and Yazzy. We about to do the after show right now. Y'all tune the fuck in, man. Thank y'all for watching. What's our business?